How the Shiny Fall by Kirsten Hammers. Intermediate UK spelling. When I was very new, I was the darling of the whole shop. I sat on a shelf in the window, surrounded by cute gems and elegant necklaces. My deep blue sapphire stone caught every girl's attention, and the shape of my rose gold band impressed jewellers and customers alike. Young couples regularly came and admired me in the shop. You could practically hear the hearts beating. When I was new, I cost as much as a motorbike. I was bought on a Tuesday in spring by Oliver, a nervous young accountant from town. He came in only once. He saw me and just knew that I was the right thing to win his girl's heart. Wanting to make sure that his plans for a fairy tale proposal were destined for success, he carried me to his parents in a cushioned wooden box and asked for their blessings. I was examined thoroughly there. I think I did my job extremely well because the next thing I know, the box opened and my new owner looked down on me. She cried and laughed and shouted, "Yes!" I started my proud life on her finger and I meant the world to her and Oliver. For the first few years, I shared my place with a wedding ring. She took us off at night and carefully placed us next to her bed. I often saw Oliver smile down on me. They were so happy together then. Once I fell into a crack in the floorboards. I had to wait there for a whole week before she finally freed me and returned me to my rightful place, the centre of her jewellery box. All I said was, when I was new, I was the darling of the whole shop. Finally, I got some rest and was not paraded around on her finger anymore. Time passed as new bracelets were added to my space in the box and other rings were taken out on day trips. She never touched me, but just left me in the box. I thought that was only right. I'm too precious to be worn like an old pair of jeans. In all that time, I relaxed so much that I never thought my meaning could be lost. One day, I realized I'd been betrayed. She opened the box to take out a bracelet, and I spotted it on her finger. A new band, a huge diamond, a symbol of deceit. The wedding band was gone, and in its place sparkled this flashy new ring. And I thought, that's not Oliver's. Nothing about it felt like a nervy and modest man like him could have chosen. Shortly after, she took me back to the shop. She was with a man called Fred, who was just as arrogant and braggy as the stupid piece of jewellery he had brought to replace me. The shopkeeper named a price, and I was no longer a token of love, but just a commodity, a piece of business as usual. The shame! I mean, I was the darling of the whole shop, and now I had to return to the jeweller's window in an ugly green box, and talking of embarrassment, they put a price on me that I dare not mention. Second hand, second choice, second best. That's me now, costing as much as a bicycle, and in the back row of the window. Oliver never set foot in that shop again, but just a few days ago, I caught a young man's eye. Maybe he'll come in?